Hey guys, it's Ellie, Christina, and Melina, addressing Generation Z about our dire need to alienate the amount and type of technology used in everyday life. Today, we will be discussing how robotics adulterate our world. We base this topic on the different types of technology used in Fahrenheit 451, written by Ray Bradbury. Without your permission, the government is watching and listening to your every move. You probably were too busy to notice, because you have your AirPods in, watching Netflix. Take a second. Think of the last time you used your phone. Did you learn anything? Does what you did on your phone prepare you for your future? Hey Alexa, what did I do yesterday? You went to the mall with Jackson. Alexa, how do you know that? Alexa is always listening to your private conversations. Alexa is a wireless speaker that can listen to your comments following the wake-up word, which is, Hey Alexa. Alexa is produced by Amazon and monitored by the government. Alexa is listening and your phone camera is watching. When you grant apps, such as Instagram, to have access to your camera, the app has the ability to take any photo out of your camera roll and post it or use it. The apps can record you at any time with you not knowing, using the front or back camera. When you shop online and then log into Instagram afterwards, the ads usually seen are those of the store you just shopped at. They take all your personal data gathered from watching you and incorporate it into everyday life to make you more engaged, and in this case, spend more money. This is Ellie reporting for Generation Z. Now to Christina for more news.
Thanks, Ellie. Nowadays, we have AirPods, which are like seashells in Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. The seashells are little earbuds that people constantly have in their ears that let the government control what they think and hear. In the dystopian society in Bradbury's book, the seashells are viewed negatively because when Montag's wife, Mildred, overdosed, she had them in her ear and didn't realize that she overdosed. AirPods are also viewed negatively because there's scientific research going on about AirPods causing cancer. AirPods have the same frequency as microwaves, and putting that device so close to your brain destroys it. Just like the government corrupting people's minds using seashells, people are corrupting their own minds just to be hypebeast and look cool. Our generation is focused on doing what everybody else does, that they forget the difference between good and bad things. Do you spend too much time wrapped up in others' lives than your own? Melina is going to tell you why.
To answer Christina's question, yes, we are wrapped up in others' lives too much and not focused on our own. For example, in Fahrenheit 451, the parlor walls are corrupting society. Right before Guy Montag has to burn his own house because he was hiding books, his wife Mildred Montag exclaims, "Poor family, poor family. Oh, everything is gone." Mildred extols the parlor walls and is under the illusion that the people on the shows are her family. The parlor wall is a TV screen that takes up the whole wall. This can relate to our generation because so many people sit around and watch TV and would rather do that than communicate with others. Me, Ellie, and Christina averaged our weekly screen times together. In average, our total was 32 hours a week. The website Scientific America says that children should only be allowed 2 hours of screen time a day, so no harm is done. To wrap it all up, we believe that for these reasons, technology has a negative impact on our society. Not only is it harmful for your personal health, but you never know who could be listening and watching you. Because, therefore, that in the future, if you don't take these into consideration, then it will just make everything worse. We hope you take these facts into consideration next time you click your AirPod case, watch TV, or say, Hey Alexa.
Thank you for listening to Ellie, Christina, and Melina addressing all Generation Z. We hope that you understood what we were talking about and think about it next time you do something using our new technology.
I
I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. Please leave comments down below and have discussions with us. Have a great day.